Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back. We're going through the book of Romans on the Equippers International podcast. It's quite a journey we're on. We're going through Romans 9, 10, and 11 right now. I speak of it in those three chapters together because it really is a definitive section of the book of Romans. And we want to focus in on what Paul's saying in these three chapters. If you haven't heard our discussion up to this point, rewind back into some previous episodes, specifically there where we start into chapter 9, because it's a real transition in the book. And Paul's taking up this discussion about the nation of Israel. Now, we're starting chapter 11 in this episode. So let's read there from verse 1. He says, "I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? Well, of course not. God would never do it. There it is again. May it never be." We continue to see that little phrase. It's a very strong expletive of Paul's in the Greek, where he's saying, heck no, there's no way that God has rejected his people. But remember, who are his people? Paul has spent the last three chapters defining, narrowing the audience, narrowing these people. It's not just the whole nation of Israel. It's impossible. We know from history that the whole nation of Israel suffered great loss, specifically at the hands of evil nations. And so much of the nation of Israel was cut off. And so Paul is not talking about all the people of the nation of Israel. And that's the whole point. Most of the point of the last two chapters, chapters 9 and 10, is he's narrowing. He's bringing us into a proper understanding of who these people are. He says, "For I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin." See, there it is again. I mentioned it earlier and I'll say it again. Paul could trace his lineage back to one of the two remaining southern tribes, the tribe of Judah, which is the tribe through which Jesus received his ancestral lineage, and the tribe of Benjamin. So Paul's highlighting the fact that there was some tangible representation of Israel, and those were the Israelites of his day, not to be mistaken in the general sense of those that identified themselves as a cultural group called Judeans, which we refer to as Jews. Just like Gentiles were a cultural group, Jews of his day were a cultural group. So I hope this is becoming a little more clear as we move along in our discussion. Verse 2, he says, "God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel?" Now, he's getting ready to go into a more specific, more focused illustration of Elijah and how he prayed against Israel. Remember his interaction with God? Elijah basically pleads against Israel because they've been so disobedient, and he's so put out with these people for their disobedience. He actually prays and he reminds the Lord, verse 3, he says, "They have killed your prophets and they have torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they are seeking my life." But what is God's divine response to him? God responds to Elijah and he says, "I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal." Now, look what Paul's doing here. Paul's saying he's recognizing that when Elijah appealed to God, basically to judge Israel for their disobedience because they had come into Baal worship, they had bowed the knee to him. And from Elijah's perspective, the whole nation was awash. And so he prays against them, and God answers him and says, "Hey, Elijah, this is what's going to happen. I have actually found a remnant. I have found 7,000 people that have not bowed the knee to Baal. And in the same way then, so what's Paul doing? He's drawing an illustration, okay? He's using the illustration from Elijah's life where God said, there's 7,000 people, a subgroup within this greater, larger group that have not become disobedient. And those are the ones that I have chosen. I have found them, and they are my remnant. Then Paul says in verse 5, in the same way, like this illustration with Elijah, in the same way, there has also come to be at the present time. Hear that? Very important words. When is the present time? The present time is the time in which Paul is writing this letter. The present time is not today, whatever today is when you're listening, and whatever today might be 20 days from now or 20 years from now. We don't have the right to read scripture with this type of freedom. We can't make the present day of a scriptural letter our present day. I'll give that warning and I'll give it very clear. The present day was Paul's present day at the time of the writing of the book of Romans. It sets things historically in context. He says, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant, a chosen group within Israel, according to God's gracious choice. There it is again, going all the way back to chapter 9, where we looked at God's gracious choice to choose Jacob over Esau, not because Esau was a jerk. We also know that Jacob was a jerk, but because he had a purpose. And in his purpose, he's good in choosing because he was doing something very important. He had to bring about the lineage through which Jesus would come. It had to come. And Israel, likewise, in order to become a nation, in order to be identifiable, it had to come through Jacob and then through his 12 sons. And that's how God did it. And in the same way, Paul says, at this present time, there is a remnant of Israel that God has chosen according to his grace. It is a gracious choosing. But if it is by grace, verse 6, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. So Paul, again, he just always drives it home. It's grace. It's not based on works. So the Israelites that God has chosen in the first century, he has chosen a remnant within them because of his grace, because of his choice. There are many among them that have become disobedient. They have become obstinate, and God is stretching out his hands to them. Their obstinance, remember we talked about vessels fitted for destruction. Their disobedience and their obstinance can ultimately result in destruction. And we're going to talk about that in the coming episodes. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But in the meantime, God has a remnant among them, and he has chosen them to come to him. Verse 7, what then? What Israel is seeking, it has not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened. So let's stop here in this episode for now. We're going to look at verse 7 in the following episode, and it gets into some very important truth that Paul's helping us to understand here. So right now, let's just reflect on this work of God's gracious choosing. You know, it's always the grace of God that we can receive his goodness, that we can receive the ability to come into relationship with him. Now, we know that that's happened for all people that choose to believe, that choose to receive. It goes back to what Paul said in Romans chapter 5, where he says that those who receive the abundance of his grace will receive his righteousness and reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. It is that gracious receiving that we receive when we respond to what he's done for us in Christ. But specifically, Paul's saying here that he has done that for a remnant inside of Israel. Now, let's be very specific as we step through this passage, because Paul's leading us up to one of these crescendo events. And we don't want to get off track now. We've come this far. So let's stay focused and let's be blessed by what Paul's teaching us about God's interaction with Israel. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.